Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has tested positive for COVID-19. Attorney at law Verla de Pisa urges action on constitutional changes to match the switch to a republic. No industrial action is underway from the NUPW members. And the World Bank approves US $220 million to strengthen primary health care in Haiti. I'm Carol Toppin. Your details just ahead. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has tested positive for COVID-19. A statement from her office says it's a mild case and that she has indicated that she is doing well. The statement adds that the doctors have advised that she will remain at home until they determine otherwise. Deputy Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw will perform the functions of Prime Minister during this period. Attorney at law Verla de Pisa has criticized what she says is the lack of the constitutional changes in line with Barbados's switch to a republic. Ms. de Pisa, the former president of the Democratic Labour Party, was speaking at a virtual town hall meeting hosted by the University of the West Indies on constitutional reform and rights. De Pisa says while government has begun the conversation towards constitutional reform, there has been no action since Barbados's transition to a republic.
We can't just face in the right direction and not take any steps at all. We're not progressing. We have wonderful concept in the charter, but because none of them is developed to the point of legislation, to the point of being principal document that a citizen can rely on, we are left with a legacy document in the existing constitution that does not address all of our issues.
She says it has been almost a year since the announcement and reform is necessary to take the next step.
We're not actually making any distance in bringing finality to the conversation on constitutional reform. And the silence from government is deafening because there can be no better moment to make fundamental change than having all of the seats in Parliament. Our citizens, having moved swiftly towards the republic, ought then to have encapsulated in some document that they can relate to personally, giving them a roadmap for the development in that this next stage of independence for Barbados.
Attorney at law and former president of the Democratic Labour Party, Verla de Pisa. Meantime, also speaking on the panel, attorney at law Michelle Russell stated that initiatives need to be put in place to educate all Barbadians about the Constitution.
Public education is what we need to do if we're going to be serious about constitutional reform. Educate the wider public, break it down so they understand what it is and why it's important that they be involved. So when you start with that education, I would also say that those on the commission should recommend, and I'm being very presumptuous here, that teaching the constitution becomes part of our curriculum. Let us start there. Average Barbadian who has access to education would come up with a basic understanding of what the Constitution is and what fundamental rights are so they can recognize things. To be that, if not, we're failing and constitutional reform is just going to be something else. We do pretty that look on paper, but it has no practical effect for the average man who needs the protection.
Attorney at law Michelle Russell. Head of the National Union of Public Workers said no industrial action is underway from NUPW members. Speaking to Starcom Network News, President Kimberly Agard was responding to rumors that the Sanitation Service Authority plans on striking today because they have not been paid. Ms. Agard said the investigations were done and there's no action being taken from the SSA Committee of Management at the NUPW.
So we heard the rumor. And the NUPW SSA Committee of Management was contacted. No industrial action is planned amongst the NUPW members. The NUPW would have made representation for its members to the authorities of the SSA regarding the concerns of the workers. And we believe in following procedure and allowing the process to happen.
As President of the National Union of Public Workers, Kimberly Agard. A university lecturer says that the migration of skilled workers to Barbados can improve the country's economy. Lecturer in the Institute for Gender and Development Studies at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Danielle Bob, made the disclosure while speaking on Brasstak Sunday. She said that the movement of skilled workers across the region can contribute to the economic growth of Barbados.
Take a liberal approach to immigration because Barbados actually is about 80,000 persons less than where they're supposed to be. And we're not seeing how that is connected to issues around pension, or that is connected to issues around the national insurance scheme, but around the kinds of jobs that persons can create. We think persons are only coming to take jobs, but there are people who migrate to Barbados and actually create jobs. Who are they? Where are they located in the labor force? What are they providing? What are they receiving, if any, benefits when it comes to these issues? And so if we begin to see the interconnected relationship between issues of unemployment, housing, growth, migration, how all are interconnected and how we can benefit each other, then I think we open our minds to greater possibilities and our countries as well for further growth.
Gender and development lecturer Dr. Danielle Bob. Meantime, also speaking on Brasstak Sunday, international relations professional Dawn Roach said that graduates are more interested in seeking career opportunities internationally.
And I find persons are more keen on opting to go overseas, where they perceive that it is easier, one.
You mean outside of the region?
Outside of the region. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. Please. Thank you. Outside of the region where they're we see that opportunity is grass is greener or perceived to be greener on the other side.
International relations graduate Dawn Roach. A cultural policy officer states government has begun initiatives to educate Barbadians on their heritage and culture. Senior cultural policy officer in the Division of Culture, Dr. Sharon Johnson, was speaking at the first antiques market and auction at the Golden Square Freedom Park in Bridgetown, and the event showcased traditional skills such as caning and local antiques.
To create the policy within the ministry that will broaden and develop a culture of conservation and preservation. So at the heart of all of this is awareness, having Barbados to be made aware. When you are aware of something, then you feel better about protecting it, and then you can sell it to someone else. You can then use what you know, that knowledge, to create specific goods and services, cultural goods and services.
She said a lot of skills in the preservation of historical items have been lost, and there's a huge concern for education and lack of exposure.
Really need to build capacity in these areas. The workshop for the blind is an excellent place where persons can go and learn caning, one of the few places that does excellent caning. We have lost a number of our traditional joiners. So these are skills that we need to build back. In addition to that, when we talk about the buildings, restoration of buildings, we need to build capacity in those areas as well.
Senior Cultural Policy Officer in the Division of Culture, Dr. Sharon Johnson. The winner of the Bage to the World Season 2 is heading to St. Kitts Music Festival 2022 to begin his tour with Trinidadian soca stars Fayan Lyons and Bungie Garland. As a result of winning the competition, Tariq O'Neill Griffith was awarded the opportunity to tour with the soca giants, and this performance will start the first leg of the tour. Finally, the World Bank's Board of Directors has approved additional financing of $20 million for the strengthening of primary health care and surveillance in the Haiti project. The project aims to increase the use of primary health care services in selected geographical areas and strengthen disease surveillance capacity, especially for cholera. The World Bank country manager for Haiti says that access to quality health care was crucial to easing reoccurring poverty, enhancing Haiti's human capital, and helping future generations reach their full potential. Recapping the headlines. Prime Minister Motley has tested positive for COVID-19. Attorney at law Verla de Pisa urges action on constitutional changes to match the switch to a republic. No industrial action underway for NUPW members. And the World Bank approves US $20 million to strengthen primary health care in Haiti. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a division of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. Remember, you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. The latest from Starcom Network was brought to you in association with Sagicor, Wise Financial Thinking for Life.